was. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. City police say two people have been arrested after a weekend robbery in southwest Baltimore. Police say the victim was robbed at gunpoint Saturday night after he exited a bus in the 2500 block of Christian Street. Police searched the area and arrested a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old after a short foot chase. Both suspects were taken to central booking on charges that include armed robbery. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is scheduled to announce the start of the Inner Harbor Intersection Improvement Project today. The mayor will be joined by members of the Baltimore Department of Transportation for the press conference at City Hall Rotunda beginning at 12:30. The project along Pratt Street aims to increase safety by improving the intersections at Light, Calvert, and President Streets. The city says the goal is to enhance safety, accessibility, and overall mobility along Pratt Street. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A depleted Oriole lineup faced perhaps the best pitcher in the majors yesterday, and the result was fairly predictable. Tarek Skubal pitching six innings of shutout ball, no walks, 11 strikeouts, as the Birds without Rutschman, Mullins, and Westberg go meekly 7-0 the final. Postgame from the manager.
We had three guys hurt today, and we're not playing the best baseball right now, and we're walking too many guys to the mound. It's been rough.
Birds come home now to face the division-leading Yankees, coming off a sweep last night of the Blue Jays. Orioles in the cellar, 6.5 behind New York. NASCAR Cup Series, the Jack Link 500 at Talladega. What a finish.
Into the trial, the final time, jostling three wide behind the first two rows. Cindric, Priest at the line. Who?
Cindric. I like Cindric, and it's because of them lap cars in front of him. He had the upper hand with the cars in front. That was perfect timing for him.
Austin Cindric's dramatic last lap pass earns his first and Team Penske's first trophy of the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series season. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens still have one area they need to address. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
With sun today and winds out of the south, the high should hit the mid-70s and clear with light winds overnight as the low eventually drops down to 54. A warming trend continues on Tuesday. Expect sunshine with gusty winds out of the south at a high of 83, then a slight chance for a shower on Wednesday with a high again in the low 80s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 52 degrees in Dundalk, 54 in Owings Mills, and 43 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunt. Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Let's make this week a productive week. I know sometimes we have to force ourselves, but you can do it. I know that you can do it. You're already off to a good start because you're listening to WCBM, and I appreciate you guys. I know you have options. You can listen to anything you want nowadays, right? Especially with all the podcasts and everything. But you're here, and I do appreciate you very much. Before the break, we were talking about, of course, Baltimore City being ranked the dirtiest city in America. But beyond that, we were talking about the restaurants that are now no longer considered downtown, according to Mayor Brandon Scott. And some friends that he has that are going to be looking to redevelop the Inner Harbor. Now, Fells Point, Little Italy, there's a bunch of restaurants that have been left out of this zone that will receive or can, you know, qualify to receive grant funding from COVID relief money to help with, you know, whether they have to do some revitalization work, whether or not they have to put it into marketing to get more people to come downtown, this and that, that they could get a grant of $200,000 or, you know, whatever they approve. But those outside of that zone, they will not be able to qualify to even apply for those grant funds. Here's another piece of this that I also want to throw on top of it. Remember the American Rescue Plan funds that we had, ARPA is what they called it, $641 million. If you recall, Mayor Brandon Scott received $641 million because he locked down Baltimore City longer than surrounding jurisdictions. That's how he got so much money. And so much more than whether it was Baltimore County or Anne Arundel County, because he had Baltimore City businesses locked down for a significant amount of time during the pandemic. And so Joe Biden and friends, they were doing this, you know, ARPA funds initiative saying, okay, well, if your city residents were locked down for so long, we'll give you even extra money because those businesses were shuttered. So when that when the money came in, if you recall, Mayor Brandon Scott did not give that money to those businesses that were shuttered. He put it into nonprofits that he liked. Remember? That's what he did. He also gave Safe Streets, at that point, the first initial check was for $50 million to Safe Streets. And then he continued to give money to those people in the in crowd and those that would help him with his reelection, and which they did, because now he has been reelected, right? So here's another piece of this. You know, they are literally choosing winners or losers in the city. And by doing so, I do believe that there are a lot of restaurants that are going to have to eventually leave. And I think that Mayor Scott and friends, I think they're just fine with that. Because again, these are the restaurants that complained. These are the areas in which Sheila Dixon had high numbers of votes. And these are the areas where a lot of people pointed out where you will see more white people than not. Now, like I said, I don't know if I say I would put racism into this, but I have a friend of mine. I have a friend of mine, and I respect his opinion a lot. And so I'm not very quick to call someone a racist. But he said to me probably 3 or 4 years ago that he's a political pundit, by the way. He believed that Mayor Scott was racist. And I said, you know, I can't pull the trigger on that one. I don't really know, because, you know, if you look at the map, and maybe this is just white liberals not understanding, but if you look at the map, you had a lot of white liberals that voted for Mayor Brandon Scott over Sheila Dixon. So the white liberals, the progressives, that's Mayor Scott's base. So if he is racist, he's doing a darn good job at fooling white people. So that's why I'm not quick to pull the trigger on that, but I don't put it past him on this, because we've heard him make comments in the past that are suspect. And so now you're a restaurant in Little Italy, right? You're not part of downtown anymore, apparently. You just found that out in a memo over the weekend. You're not part of downtown. You have higher electricity bills. You still don't have the public safety, corrected or rectified in your area. You now live in a city, or you're, you know, opened a business in a city that is considered the dirtiest city in America. Not the first time, by the way. And then on top of it, we got even more. Wait, there's more. In case you missed it, over the weekend, we found out that Fells Point parking gets tighter amid new rules on weekend nights. Did you hear about this? Yes. So Fells Point, here's the thing. Fells Point, you're no longer considered downtown, and you're not going to be part of this zone. And you're still dealing with the crime and violence and people, you know, partying it up, the dirt bikers going through, those that are over there with open containers that are just, you know, dancing all along the streets at night. Here's another piece to add to this. Fells Point is going to be vacant here soon. I can tell you right now. I don't know how these businesses are going to survive. Unless, don't forget, you still have the option to put your property tax into escrow. Come together and fight like you did previously when you weren't getting any public safety. Here's a story from Channel 11. It says here, driving to Fells Point, if you want to know about street parking policy, now is the time to look at it. Parking is now banned along Fells Point most popular stretch of streets at its busiest times over the weekend. That's right. A virtual overnight parking ban took place and went into effect this weekend along Broadway and Thames. Okay, where there is now no parking allowed from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Friday through Sunday. There are new signs that have been posted. Now, residents, business owners, employees, they're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. So apparently you can no longer park in those areas. I guess, are they making room for the dirt bikers? Because those cars are probably in their way. You know, you got the 12 o'clock boys. They're doing those Papa Wheelies. I don't know if you can have cars out there because that could be dangerous. You got to make way for the dirt bikes. So, of course, with this new story, you have Fells Point restaurant owners peeking up. And they're saying, this is ridiculous. I can't believe they're doing it. Channel 11 did reach out to City Hall to ask why this is now a thing. And the new city councilman there, Mark Parker, remember, this is District 1. This is where Councilman Zeke Cohen was. Mark Parker was the individual that Zeke Cohen endorsed. And I thought to myself, well, that should tell everybody in this area not to vote for this guy, right? If he's endorsed by Zeke Cohen, who, in my view, single-handedly ruined Fells Point. He ruined Fells Point. Remember, it was all like, you know, the Black Lives Matter, police brutality. And that's why they put their money into escrow the first time around, their property taxes. Because, you know, Zeke Cohen decided that he wanted less of a police presence and it got more and much more dangerous. And so then the restaurant owners were like, all right, we're banding together. We're going to put our money into escrow until you figure this out, Zeke. And then Zeke got to do what? Then he had to figure it out because they were about to lose some of their salary. So they figured it out. But remember, he was very upset with the business owners calling him out because he didn't want to do a meeting with them. I will remember this like it was yesterday. Because here's this guy saying, SROs, you know, the security and the resource officers in schools, he said they should not be able to carry guns. Remember that? They still don't have any. But he went to Annapolis and he was like, look, I'm going to be here and I'm going to make sure that in Baltimore City, they can't carry guns. The only jurisdiction, by the way, in Maryland, where the school resource officer can't carry a gun on him. The most dangerous jurisdiction. The most dangerous. That's where you can't carry them. And on top of this, he was, you know, basically saying or thumbing his nose at those individuals in some of these restaurants and thinking, okay, well, you call me out. You're trying to make me look bad. When it's really, they're just trying to get some public safety. Well, this new city councilman, Mark Parker, he told Channel 11 that the new parking rules are in an effort to focus on, quote, late night safety. He also, this is according to Channel 11, recognized how it is difficult and disruptive, especially for the workers. There you have it again. So not only are you left out of the zone, and you're now no longer considered downtown, you have higher electricity bills. The trash isn't getting picked up because we learned Baltimore City is still the dirtiest city in America. And now you're putting on top of this, not just the public safety aspect of it and the dirt bikes and the squeegeers and all that nonsense and the open containers and all that. Now you're putting on top of it your employees and even some of those that come to patronize your place, they won't be able to park close to your establishment. Now, how many people do you know that want to go into Baltimore City and get out of their car and walk multiple blocks to go to their favorite restaurant or retail shop, especially when it starts to get dark in Baltimore City. How many people want to do that? I would say 20%. No more. No more. 20% at best. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. This is, again, this is all part of the plan. If you don't get it by now, Little Italy, Fells Point, Federal Hill, Patterson Park, if you don't get it by now to my white friends in Baltimore City, you are being pushed out purposely. I don't know how else to explain this to you. I don't know what you're going to do, what it will take for you to understand this. I got a text here from Joe. Joe says, respectfully, I agree. We definitely need more money over in the West areas. We were talking about Penn North earlier. Joe says, but all the areas they named didn't receive money are where the money has gone, has always gone. And he's talking about those that are outside of the zone. Joe says, these are also the only places in the city where I've been called an N-word by a racist clown. So you've been called the N-word, Joe, in either Fells Point or Little Italy and all those areas. Well, I would say be careful because white liberals are, in fact, the racist individuals I've ever seen. So if you were called the N-word out there, you know, you're not Jussie Smollett, and it wasn't somebody screaming, this is MAGA country, because that's, that's not what you got over there. So if you're saying that these white liberals called you the N-word and you're fine with them not being considered downtown anymore, then sure, then you go ahead and you feel that way. But at the same time, what is going to happen when all of those restaurants and area and those businesses leave? While you're building up the Inner Harbor and having million-dollar condos going in because you want all these high-rises, what's going to happen when Little Italy and all those areas have all these vacancies? Well, the crime and violence will go up, of course. But then what's going to happen? Then they'll be talking about what? What did they say back in the day what happened in Baltimore City? White flight? Is that what they called it? White flight? Yeah, so now you're back to doing white flight, but now you're doing it in 2025. Like it's so crazy. And then Mayor Scott saying that he's going to charge more now to dump at the landfill. Like, the city could not be run worse than this. You see where I'm getting at? You see where I'm getting? It can't be run worse than this. This is horrific. Meanwhile, they're pointing their fingers at President Trump and BGE. A bunch of knuckleheads. I've got Peter in Hamilton. Peter, you wanted to weigh in?
Well, it's a little off subject, but one problem that's been cured in Baltimore, the city's council's taken care of, is the leaf blower problem.
Oh, right. Right. The leaf blower.
Ryan Dorsey said it's all right for big companies because you don't know who to tag to use leaf blowers. So the individual homeowner can't use this leaf blower. So I know this painter neighbor of mine, he does wallpaper painting, and he's going to add to his T-shirt professional leaf yard work.
Oh, okay.
So he can use it without being turned in.
Yeah, yeah. That's so amazing to me. Not only that, Peter, they also got rid of the plastic bags because that was a big thing, too. The plastic bag. Oh, and the styrofoam. Remember the styrofoam? You can't have styrofoam anymore when you do carry out because those are all very important. Very important. Peter, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. And that is. That's what they focused on. They also had, remember when City Councilman Christopher Burnett was there? His big focus was finding people. Right. He wanted to find people. He wanted to he wanted people to pay if you used someone's wrong pronouns. If you misidentified them, then you were supposed to pay a fine. That's the bill that introduced by former City Councilman Christopher Burnett. The same guy, he was a councilman for oh, gosh, that area that had the five teenagers shot outside of Popeyes. Remember they did like that big over in Edmondson Village? They had that big press conference and everybody stepped up to the mic and the podium there. And they were like, well, had Popeyes not served those kids during school hours, we wouldn't be here. They blamed Popeyes. Well, meanwhile, just so you know, they did catch the suspect that apparently did pull the trigger on those five kids. And one of those kids actually died. The suspect is 18 years old now. He's going through the system as we speak, but he was 16 at the time. And yes, Christopher Burnett, even when all of that happened and those teenagers were shot outside of Popeyes in the middle of broad daylight, the bill that he introduced was, let's make sure we identify people by their correct pronouns. That was his answer to that. That was his answer. Ridiculous. ridiculous. When we get back, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. I got a text here from Marty. Marty says, Kim, don't forget, Mayor Brandon Scott shut down city businesses and then went to the county to shop. Yes, Marty, I do remember that. There was video of Mayor Brandon Scott during the Christmas season in Baltimore County at Target shopping. He was shopping while he had all of the businesses in the city completely closed. Now, if you don't have the transportation or the funds to get your butt over the county and do your shopping, what happened? Well, you didn't get to go shopping because they were closed. You're right, Marty. I forgot about that. We'll discuss where we get back.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just gonna stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The Rob Carson Show.
If you came into the country illegally, you should be forced to leave. And honestly, no due process, because you gave no due process to our laws to come in here. And guess what? Anywhere else in the world, you would not be given the same sort of largesse that our government ladled upon the illegals who came here because Democrats wanted to get them signed up for benefits and then vote.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Baltimore City, of course. And we found out that Baltimore City was awarded the Dirtiest City in America Award. And that happened on Friday. And I felt like, you know, I was missing out on the action there. That's why I had to bring it to you today. Do they get a trophy? They should get a trophy. Yeah, a trash can. I guess you would have to get the opposite of a trash can, right? It's like it's like a big pile of trash, right? And then have it all in gold. I mean, that would be great. That would be great. And of course, you know, well, Mayor Brandon Scott, he has to know these numbers. And for him to propose raising the fee to have people dump at the landfill, I mean, you're going to have more illegal dumping. You're going to have more of it. Now, I'll also say, because I wanted to read some of these text messages to you, or not text messages, these are actually the comments here on the Fox 45 segment, The Dirtiest City in America, on their website. One person says, I'm not at all shocked by this, and I'm not shocked by the zip codes. This is a very accurate description of Baltimore. And somebody responded to that comment, I'm surrounded by these zip codes, and it is very quickly creeping into my area/neighborhood. And yes, there are people that have this mindset in the city and you know, other areas where they feel as though they could just throw their trash on the ground. And that's what they do. They just throw their trash on the ground. If you go look at where we have that open-air drug market there on Middle River and Compass Road, I love how I can just talk about it so nonchalantly, right? You know, yeah, those little entrepreneurs over there, those, you know, neighborhood pharmacists. Yeah, if you go over there, you will see where the trash is just piled up. Because right there at their open-air drug market, they stand out there all day long, and they sell drugs, and they eat snacks, they eat fast food, whoever's dropping it off to them in that one car with the dark tinted windows, and then they just throw it on the ground. Meanwhile, there's a trash can right there. It's a gas station. It's a gas station. And I told you before, a lot of those people that stand at that open-air drug market, I tell you again, the Baltimore County Police have been doing a great job of trying to clear that out. But those standing on that corner, they're getting either dropped off by a car, and I see them. Some of them have gotten off at the bus stop there, right across the street. Where do you think they're coming in from? You don't even have to guess. Just go up there and say hello to one of them, and they'll say something like this: "Have a beautiful day. Is that you too? I liked your car. Do you need to tie your shoes?" I can't do it as best as a Baltimore City resident, but you know exactly where they're from. You know exactly where they're from as soon as they open their mouths. "I like you too." You know, it's just. And then I'm standing there. I'm like, wait, you don't even live around here. And this is where you're selling drugs. Why don't you go sell drugs in your own neighborhood? You know, it's wild to me. It's wild. Anyways, I wanted to read some more comments here. Somebody says, "It's become normalized. No one cares anymore. Society breaking down bit by bit." Again, when you have uncivilized people, and you expect them to live in a civilized manner, they're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. Another person says, "It's a cultural thing, and unless that is addressed first and foremost, the city may as well establish neighborhood open dump sites." That's another, you know what, why not at this point? Somebody says, "The kid mayor keeps piling up on these awards." Another commenter said, "I guess since we couldn't be the most dangerous city anymore, we went for the dirtiest. Great job, Baltimore." Somebody else, they are right. Baltimore is a rake city for sure. You know, it's comments go on and on and on. I see this one here. It says, "This is a reflection of Mayor Brandon Scott, Governor Wes Moore, and many Democrats that have been leading Baltimore since 1967. Like I said, 1967 Democrats have been in charge. And that commenter is correct. Okay, this isn't something you can blame on Trump. It's not something that you can blame on any Republican. Democrats got you this award, Baltimore. Dirtiest city in America. And to all those restaurants, I feel so bad for you. I feel so bad. You're going to feel the taxes increase coming from Annapolis. You got increases coming from Baltimore City. You've got increases on your electric bill. You've got an increased number of juveniles right on the streets. No public safety there. You're outside of the zone where you could have received some COVID relief bucks. And then on top of this, on Fells Point, now you have these parking rules. And when your prime time open, right, 10 p.m. to maybe midnight or so, that prime time, you no longer can have any cars parked out there. And this is what I'm thinking. What are they going to do? Are they just going to put tickets on cars that are there after 10 o'clock? Or are they going to roll in the tow truck? I don't know what they're planning to do. But to Mark Parker, the new councilman there in District 1, I don't know why you thought this was a good idea. Why? Do you want to shutter more businesses over there? And so my advice to those restaurants and store owners in Little Italy and Fells Point, threaten to put your money in escrow. That's the only way you're going to make them listen to you. That's the only way. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the information that was released over the weekend in regards to the aircraft collision at Reagan National Airport just in January.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 30-year-old suspect in a deadly attack in Vancouver is charged with multiple counts of murder. Police say he intentionally rammed his SUV into a crowd at a street festival over the weekend. President Trump will be returning to a state that he won in 2016 and 2024. Tomorrow, he'll hold a campaign-style rally in Michigan, Macomb County, north of Detroit. The Trump camp describing the event as a celebration of the first 100 days of the administration. And predicting what he calls a bonanza for America, the president is standing by his policy on tariffs. Mr. Trump not giving up on a peace deal for Ukraine, but that could change. Secretary of State Rubio says Mr. Trump this week will decide whether to pursue the negotiations. On Wall Street, the Dow up 155 points. More details, SRNNews.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president and owner of Crestlock.com. We have a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom where you can see working systems before you purchase. Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plaski Highway. Crestlock.com is your one stop for access control, security cameras, alarm systems, and or locksmith service. I invite you to visit crestlock.com or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to schedule to see crestlock.com's mobile showroom at your site.
Hi, I'm Nick Serbeck, owner of birddogdesignsco.com. Our expert design team and talented craftsmen at birddogdesignsco.com make remodeling easy. Our design-build approach ensures your vision stays on track, on time, and on budget. Whether it's a stunning kitchen, a luxurious bathroom, or a full home remodel, our team delivers quality, precision, and clear communication every step of the way. Call or text 410-881-9010 or visit birddogdesignsco.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Quick turnaround for the Birds tonight as they begin a six-game homestand against the Yanks. The dismal 1-5 road trip came to a merciful end yesterday in Detroit. 7-0 whitewash at the hands of the Tigers. Orioles now a season low 10-17 and 6.5 games behind New York. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta overall pleased with his team's 11 draft pick haul, but acknowledging the one area he still needs to address.
Probably the one thing we couldn't do is get that big, wide body type guy. And I think, you know, that's something that we'll assess and address after the draft.
Caps back in action yesterday at the Bell Center in Montreal. Tied at 2 with 3:45 left to play.
Strome, crisscrossing, closing. Mangiapane scores! Andrew Mangiapane with a snapshot sizzler.
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. Mangiapane's first of the postseason, and two empty netters later, the Caps had a 5-2 win and a 3-1 series lead. Game 5 Wednesday night in D.C. Coming up in 30 minutes, quite a finish yesterday at Talladega. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Temperatures will trend warmer early this week. The high today headed to 75 with a sunny sky and a light breeze out of the south, and clear tonight with the low eventually settling in the low to mid 50s. With some sunshine on Tuesday and winds picking up out of the south, the high should climb to 83. Clouds will increase on Tuesday night with a shower too late and a low dropping to 67. And there will also be a slight chance for a shower continuing to Wednesday afternoon with a partly to mostly cloudy sky and a high in the low 80s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
BGE Smart Energy Savers Program can help your business take control of operating costs by covering up to 75% of the cost of qualifying energy-saving upgrades. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/radio.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. Of course, we're talking about what's going on in Baltimore City, and we were talking about, you know, we were congratulating City Council and the mayor and everybody else on being named the dirtiest city in America. Congratulations to you. And as many reporters have put it, there was no close second, so you won by far. You won by far. I did get a text here from Elaine, and Elaine says, good morning, Kim, because we were talking about how some people feel as though that Mayor Brandon Scott wants a certain skin color to win in Baltimore City. And I don't think that's wrong. I don't think that's his only priority. I think he does. I think he does hope that those that voted against him are not successful. But Elaine says, if you recall, Kim, during 2024, Brandon Scott posted a short but very hateful and racist video expressing his thoughts about those who opposed him. I don't recall the platform, but fortunately it got very little press. Elaine, don't you worry. Don't you worry, Elaine. I found it, and I sent it over to producer Brian, and he's going to get that up for us, and I can play it for you, because you're right. He did make those comments, and it was very shocking in many ways, but it did not get a whole lot of press. And I think, honestly, because he is, you know, he is this mayor that's, you know, everybody's like, oh, he's young, he's black, and this and that. And, you know, he was all calling himself the DEI mayor. And you have all this vitriol nowadays where you've got white people being hated by black people, even though, think about the white people in Baltimore City. They're liberals. They support the Black Lives Matter movement. They support all these things. Yet you still have black elected officials and others blaming them for their problems. But some of those white people, I guess they feel so guilty that they just take the blame. And they're fine with it. Take a listen. This is what you're talking about, Elaine. Take a listen to what Mayor Scott had to say last year.
For too long, public dollars have simply just gone to the big names and the big players in town. And dare I say, I know my staff is going to hate this, the big names and big players in town that just happen to be white-ran organizations in Baltimore. This investment made possible through the American Rescue Plan Act, thank you, President Biden, thank you to our congressional delegation, underscores our dedication to ensuring that all artists and communities have equitable access to resources, opportunities in Baltimore.
All right. And that's what you were referring to there, Elaine, I believe. And it's interesting because those organizations that he says, white-run organizations, they receive grant funding and all that from whether it's Baltimore City, whether it's the state or the federal level. And sure, that could be a thing. But I want you to also remember who's in charge of Safe Streets. Who's in charge of Safe Streets here in Baltimore City? That would be Catholic Charities and LifeBridge. Who do you think is on the board and who's the CEO and who's running those organizations? White people. White people. So in one breath, he's saying, oh, yes, these white organizations, they used to receive all the money. And we got to stop that today. We got to give it to black people. But the people running Safe Streets, his black organization that's supposed to be getting, you know, people to stop arguing and fighting with each other on the ground, that Safe Streets is run by white organizations. So it makes zero sense. What he said made zero sense. Zero sense. But it sounded good, right? So when people hear that, when those voters that love him so much for wearing his Wu-Tang sweater during the Christmas season, when they hear him say that now we're going to spend money on black organizations, but they don't follow up and look at what he does, he's then put out there in the atmosphere that he is that guy that only cares about what? People of color. And that's what they like to hear. And a text here from Robert says, hey, Kim, just a couple observations here. Mayor Scott's raising the dump fees is only going to encourage more illegal dumpings, as you can even see stuff dumped off on the side of the highway on off-ramps right now. Also, if you thought Penn North is a dangerous area, then take a drive to Upton Market, the next metro station stop on Penn Ave and Lawrence. Don't walk there. It's also a dangerous open-air drug market that goes under the radar. Then go to the new hip Baltimore Peninsula neighborhood, formerly known as Port Covington, which was a better name. You're right about that, Robert. Robert says, when passing it on the highway, you can see light clear through the vacant buildings. Yeah, the whole thing is a mess. The whole thing is a mess. It makes me think of that highway to nowhere. I think this is why they had the highway to nowhere, because, you know, they have these intentions to say, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But nobody knows how to implement any of this. They can't even run a lemonade stand. So now they're telling you that they're going to revitalize the Inner Harbor. You had a highway going nowhere. These are the same people. And now they're like, we got to get rid of this highway to nowhere because it's racist. What are you talking about? Yes, your Democrat colleagues put this racist highway in the middle of the city. It's the blind leading the blind. And then when you call it out, you know, you're the sellout, you're the traitor. But it is. It's absolutely hilarious. You know what? Where are my callers today? I usually have my opposers that call, my opposition. They usually call on Mondays. Brian, the producer, where are they? They're not calling in now that we're talking about Baltimore being the dirtiest city in America and all this other stuff. Where are they? Come on, guys. Are you just waiting for me to talk about President Trump? Is that what it is? You don't want to talk about all the problems in a city that has absolutely nothing to President Trump? Is that what it is? Is that what it is? You don't want to face the music? Of course not. Of course not. Because then you would have to admit it is the Democrats that have run Baltimore City and the state of Maryland into the hole that it's in. And over the weekend, of course, there were many people talking about this on the national level. The credit score in Maryland has gone down yet again under Governor Wes Moore. There was a $5 billion surplus, whether you thought it was real or not, that was there from Governor Larry Hogan. And we did not have this issue with the credit problem or the score problem in Maryland. Now we have it because of Governor Wes Moore. Is it because President Trump is taking federal grants off the table? No. You can go and read this article in the Baltimore Sun. That's not why we have this problem. We have this problem because you've got Democrats in Annapolis that are spending money like there's no tomorrow. That is the issue. You will have the General Assembly back in a special session in the fall because they tried to balance the budget by just thinking people are going to pay more taxes on IT and data services. Stupid. Stupid. Now you're leaving these restaurants out of this zone and considering them no longer downtown. And guess what? When all these taxes and fees take place, how many of those restaurants do you think will stay there? Why would they stay there? If they have the opportunity to go to Harford County or somewhere else, why wouldn't they go? Why wouldn't they go? You see, this is the problem that Baltimore has. It's not just a poor education system. It's not just a crime and violence. You have elected officials that have no clue what they're doing. None. You're the dirtiest city in America, and now you're going to put another fee on those that dump and use the landfill, those that actually do the right thing? Are you out of your mind? This is Baltimore's problem. You elect people that should not even be running a lemonade stand. I know I say that time and time again. I think, you know, what else could there be that is just so basic that a child could do it? Do you really think the people that came up with the highway to nowhere? Yes, Congressman Kwaisian Fume, he was in office. You really think the people that came up with the highway to nowhere, you really think that they're going to revitalize the Inner Harbor, leave out tourism completely? And meanwhile, when you had tourism, that was the only time Baltimore City was really thriving. They leave it out completely. They say, we're going to build these high-rises. Everybody's going to come and move. Who's going to come to move there? Who? No one's coming. Remember that saying, if you build it, they will come? That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Kissing goodbye. I got some callers on the line. Why don't we go to the phone lines? Why don't we do that? I've got Rob in Dundalk. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, Kim.
Yep.
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm blessed. But, you know, I'm just... I want to respond about the littering problem, I guess. There's trash all over the place. I try to clean it up, and it's just brutal. You can't even believe it, you know, because it gets a little bit cleaned up, and then, you know, it just, next thing you know, there's trash everywhere again.
Yeah. What's the mentality?
Won't even pick up.
Yeah.
And it's like, why in the world? I mean, how can you live? We got a rat problem here, right? We live right on the water. And we've always had a little bit of a rat problem if you have a cat or something. But now it's brutal. You know, I'm not even kidding you. The other day, I got these sticky traps. The daggone thing took the thing. It's gone now. It was behind the trash can. So they're taking and moving the only thing that worked was these green traps, you know, sticky traps.
Yeah.
But now the rat's even taking them and getting rid of them. I don't even know what they'll have to. But it's like, oh, man, this is crazy. But
that is crazy.
Yeah, it's unreal.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
Rob, you're right. Dundalk, it's definitely got its issues. So I guess you're on the city side. Is that right?
Well, I'm like right on the line. I live in like Dundalk, West Terminus area. You know, in Essex. You know, you live in Essex, right?
Yeah, yeah.
My mom and my sister live in Essex. Yeah, I live. My dad has a house in Dundalk, so he passed away, and then I come here. You know, they were always, my sisters, I'm like, oh, my God, Dundalk, that's the most grossest, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I'm trying to do my best I can, trying to start a softball team and or league or whatever, co-ed league. And, you know, nobody shows up at me most of the time. But it's like people, really, like black kids and stuff, they look at me like when I come up to them, like they're halfway scared or something. Like, I swear to God, it's what they teach these kids.
It's
just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. So, they teach them at a young age. Well, Rob, thank you so much for what you're doing out there. Keep it up.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you. Yeah, Dundalk, man, you know what? I guess, was it when Bethlehem Steel and all those other places, is that when Dundalk really started going downhill? I just, you know, it is. It's really sad to look at some of these areas. And then you go, and if you ever just Google, like, whether it's Dundalk or Penn North Avenue, Google it, you know, back in, like, you know, the early 60s. You're just like, wow, totally different place. Totally different place. I got Herb in Essex. Herb, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. I wanted to add that Baltimore City and Baltimore County now, to a degree, are really the holiest cities in America, I think, in the way that they're potholy. If you've ever driven up 40 and went on a split where it goes to Monument Street or to Fayette Street, and you ride up through there, or you go over by Potee Street, or come right off of 895 or 6 or 95 onto any of the back roads over there, your car will be swallowed by potholes. I mean, it's terrible. And you know all the money that they're getting from all, you know, especially Baltimore County, that they're getting to fix these streets, and they never do it. One other thing, if people have any kind of doubt about Baltimore City being so dirty, there's a group called Back River Restoration, and the trash that comes down Heron Run out of Baltimore City is collected, you know, right at where the 95 or 695 goes across from Golden Ring to East Point. There's a place down there that collects the trash. It's called the Boom. You can either Google Save backriver.org, or you can look on Facebook page, which is fantastic. Facebook page, BRRC, Back River Restoration, and look at the stuff, because there's lots of pictures and lots of stats about what they do. And the main stuff that they're picking up is the trash that's coming out of Baltimore City, where they're now getting a trash wheel, and the mayor was down in Cox's Point just last week, saying how great this trash wheel is. Well, if Baltimore City wasn't so dirty, we wouldn't need these trash wheels all over Baltimore City and all over Baltimore County, because it's so dirty. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's what I got to say. And you were saying about how it was when we had industry here. Well, Baltimore City and the sucking sound when they had NAFTA ran all the businesses out of Baltimore City and Baltimore County. When you had Bethlehem Steel and GM and all the rest of the big companies, you know, people complained about them, but you know what you were left with in Baltimore City, all those people that had jobs no longer had jobs,
right.
And all those people that, you know, could leave did leave, and all the ones that were left were prime, and that's it. And that's why you can't have a city. I've told you that before. You can't have a productive, safe city unless you have industry. That's the most important thing. People say it's the people all the time, and it's not. The people are important. But the people will come if there's industry there. If there is no industry to support the growth and support the people's families and schools and everything else, the city will deteriorate to what you have in Baltimore City now. And the only way that you're going to be able to do anything is to promote more people to come in here by lowering taxes, giving people different regulations to come in here, and make it important, a place to come, just like Mayor Schaefer did. These mayors that we've had since Mayor Schaefer, they could care less about the city. All they worry about is getting elected, and that's why it's so freaking dirty. When Mayor Schaefer was here, you didn't see a bit of trash anywhere, and you didn't see potholes like you see. You know, if he rode around or somebody complained about a pothole, he had it fixed almost immediately. And that's where the problem is. They focus on getting elected to the next higher office and not the people where they're supposed to serve, not, you know, just subjugate.
Right. Herb, thank you so much for sharing. I think a lot of people feel the same way. Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I hope you have a great week. Also got a text here from our friend Firefighter John. He says, 15-plus years ago, Maryland imposed a tire disposal fee. I think it's $2 per tire. We encounter illegal tire dumping all over the city. We have literally had house fires in a vacant row house, and there's hundreds of illegally discarded tires in these houses. We get fires in an alley, and it's illegally dumped material, including tires. Increasing the dump fees is just going to make the city even filthier. Firefighter John, thank you again for your service, John, and I believe you are correct in that. I got Theo in Pimlico. Theo, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I did. I just think something is really, in a nutshell, shows how Baltimore has declined. Heading on Northern Parkway eastbound, the on-ramp to 83 South, they have these tubs there that are buffers. If anybody loses control and hits them, they don't get killed by hitting in the concrete barrier.
Uh-huh.
And they used to, if somebody hit them, DPW would be out within a week to replace them. They've been there now for years. The weeds growing up, they don't do what they're supposed to do. And it's just the DPW in the city is just not cutting it.
Yeah, well, they're receiving a ton of money, Theo, so you would think that they would.
Yeah, just later they have, apparently they have no direction.
Yeah, well, just like the city itself. Theo, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. You know, and that's the problem here. You've got no leadership. You've got no leadership. And until people want to actually admit that. But here's the thing. Only certain people can say that, right? Because if you say it and you're not like Mayor Brandon Scott, you're either racist or you're a sellout or you're a traitor or you're all those other things. So even just pointing it out makes you an enemy. We'll discuss where we get back.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
I don't have a problem with showing my driver's license to vote. When I vote in Talbot County, I show them my driver's license, and it's like I'm showing a crucifix to the devil because they turn their heads at the voting registration. I can't look at it. I'm like, oh, I insist. Please look at it.
I was amazed that was the case. But, yeah, I've run into the same thing here.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation on Baltimore City. Yes, it is the dirtiest city in America. Not according to me. According to House Fresh. Yes, that's right. No close second. There are restaurants in certain areas of the city that are no longer considered downtown. We just got the memo over the weekend. I had no idea. All this time, I thought Little Italy was downtown. Where have I been going? And then on top of this, you have a new parking rule that got that went into effect over the weekend in Fells Point from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. So if you want to park near some of those restaurants and other places that you did go to, now you can't on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night. I've got Donna in Severna Park. Donna, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, as a parent, you know, that positive reinforcement really brings it home. And why are we penalizing people instead of encouraging them to give them $2 for a tire instead of taxing them $2 for a tire? The same with the trash. Give us a bag of trash, clean up your street. This is what you'll earn. You know, there's a lot of people asking for money out on the street. It'll be easy for them to roll up a tire and just get their money.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Donna, and this is, you know, on top of the fact, because remember, in Annapolis, we now have a $5 tire charge on top of that as well. The decisions that they're making here, it's obvious that they don't care about whether it hurts anyone, right? They don't care. Because if they did, and Mayor Brandon Scott talks about these disinvested areas all the time, what you're going to see the illegal dumping increase is in those areas. So the dirtiest areas will be much more dirty because there's no one that's enforcing the illegal dumping laws or rules at all.
Right. I just think that it's positive reinforcement will get more people behind the issue. And then when you say we'll give you a block party if you're the cleanest block in the street, you know what I mean? Just yeah. things like that, I think, will work better than penalizing someone or giving them a ticket for trash dumping or anything right. like that. I think there's a different way to look at things.
Right.
And it's not a handout, it's a hand up because you're cleaning up your own environment.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they're listening today, Donna. Maybe they'll try that. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope that you have a great week.
Thanks.
Thank you. You know, the mindset of the young people today is just so different. And if you're in a city where, you know, you can see that many laws are not enforced, why would you care about throwing a bag of trash out of your car window as you're driving down the street? Who's going to stop you? Who's going to find you? Nobody. No one. There's no one. It's a lawless city. Let's see. Marty in the text line says, silly Kim, you still think Catholic Charities and Life Bridge run safe streets? Everyone knows that it is the Black Gorilla family. Yes, I guess when he said organizations, he also meant criminal organizations. You're right, Marty. You're right on that one. Let's see. I got a text here that's talking about Adam Schiff. Well, guess what, texter? James, we are going to be talking about Adam Schiff coming up here shortly. Again, I did want to talk about the update from the aircraft collision. We'll get into the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and we will get into Adam Schiff. And it appears that he's doing like a rebranding of sorts. He was on with Bill Maher over the weekend, and he was talking about, of course, the Democrat Party and cities that are seeing all the crime and violence. And it was interesting because he even mentioned some of the stores, like the pharmacies, whether it's Walgreens, CVS, or what have you. There are some stores in California right now where everything is behind, what do they call those? The partitioners there where you got to get the store associate to open them up with a key. And now he's noticed it because he actually had to go into one of these stores. But could you imagine living in an area where everything is locked up because all of these people continue to steal it? I'm surprised some of those stores are still in the area, to be honest with you. Why even be there? Why not go somewhere where you know that it's safe and just pull, you know, some of those stores out? This is how we get the food deserts. This is how we get the situation. And so now Adam Schiff and Democrats, they're rebranding. They think, okay, well, if we tell them that we care and we tell them that we know what they're talking about, maybe they'll believe us. We'll talk about all that more coming up next.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then